Aloha, Divine Soul. You're listening to the Uplifting Podcast. This is your space for cosmic conversations. I'm your host, Randy Lee, 6'2 sacral generator with the cross of cycles 2. As a modern mystic and channel, my gift is translating esoteric wisdom and complex systems like human design and the gene keys into easily understandable language so you can uncover your inner truth and the higher purpose of your DNA. Each week, I bring you powerful conversations with fractal family who are embodying their soul's purpose, as well as solo episodes from me to support you in aligning with your unique design. Human design and gene keys are your personal roadmap to awakening. You are a once-in-a-lifetime cosmic event that will never be duplicated or repeated. Are you ready to unlock the magic within you? It's time to be uplifted. Let's take off. Aloha, Divine Souls, and welcome back to the Uplifting Podcast, and Happy New Year. This week, we're beginning the countdown of the top 3 downloaded episodes of the Uplifting Podcast in 2023. Today, in the number 3 spot, is the importance of clarifying your mission and core values. In this episode, we talk about how getting clarity on what you stand for and value can support you in making aligned decisions, especially if you are a business owner. Without this clarity, you can be more receptive to taking on the mission of other businesses and compromising your core values to attain someone else's vision of success. If this episode resonates with you and you would like to have some support in clarifying your own mission and values, my calendar is currently open for you to schedule a business heartstorming session. We'll examine your current business practices that are feeling out of integrity or not in alignment with your values and heartstorm ways to shift these practices so you can run and build a more ethical and aligned business. Get $25 off the 60-minute one-on-one session when you use code PODCAST. If this is your first time tuning in, I'm currently taking a break from releasing new episodes as I prepare to relaunch the podcast in just a couple of months. If you want to hear the full story about the changes coming to the podcast, go back to episode 250, The Evolution of the Podcast, for all of the details. I'm still looking to interview individuals with the following incarnation crosses in the spring season: the cross of laws, the cross of the vessel of love, the cross of planning, and the cross of consciousness. So if you have any of those incarnation crosses and would like to be interviewed on the podcast, go to the link in the show notes to apply. Finally, if you value the Uplifting Podcast, our content, and our mission of making human design accessible to all, it would mean so much to me if you'd make a contribution of $5 to $10. Your contribution is what makes this podcast possible. Thank you so much to everyone who has made a contribution and to everyone who listens on a weekly basis. Your support means the world to me. There are no other announcements this week, so without further ado, let's get into the number 3 most downloaded episode of 2023. Aloha, Divine Souls, and welcome back to the Uplifting Podcast. Today, I want to talk with you about the importance of getting clarity on your core values and mission, especially if you are an entrepreneur, a coach, a guide, somebody who is providing a service for others. I think it's really important that we get clear on what our core values and mission is in our business so that it can support us in making decisions about our business that are in alignment, that are in integrity with what we want to stand for and what our core values are. As someone who has power view, I'm designed to see what's not working. And one of the things that I've really started to witness as being an entrepreneur now for 5 years, I've been in business since 2018. I've really seen through my own journey what's not working and have seen how others have shared similar experiences that are rooted in not having clarity on what my core values and the mission of my business are. When you don't have clarity on what your core values are and the mission and vision of your business, what it can do is you can be prone to picking up on others' vision of success, others' mission and values for their business. And if it's not in alignment with what your core values are, it can lead you to compromising those core values in order to achieve that vision of success that maybe isn't your vision of success, isn't really what your mission is or what you want to stand for. I have an undefined G center, so I could really see in business how I can easily take on the identity of a coach that I'm working with. I can take on what they see as their direction in their business. And that can often, if I don't have awareness of it, that can override me following my strategy and authority. And that has happened several times in the past, especially working with coaches who had a defined G center. I was really susceptible to taking on their identity, sounding like them. I have an open throat, so I could take on their messaging. I could take on their words, the way that they would speak about things, and would transform my identity to match what I thought I needed to be in order to be lovable, in order to be accepted in the online community. And that really comes back to my undefined G center and also my open throat. The non-self theme of the open throat or the undefined throat is behaving in ways to try to get attention, to try to be seen and heard. So I could take on the identity, I could take on the messaging and do things in order to try to be seen and heard, in order to try to be recognized for what my unique talents are. You know, having a second line body, I'm a 6'2 profile. And a lot of my talents, my natural talents, I'm unaware of. And so when I'm unaware of what I'm naturally good at, what my natural talents are, what my unique purpose and role in life is, then I can take on others' identity, others' direction, and then do things that match their identity, that match their messaging in order to be seen or heard. Looking at your open or undefined centers, you can start to get a sense of where you might be picking up on the conditioning from others, especially in coaching dynamics. When you're working closely with somebody or being mentored by somebody, I think it's really important to just be aware of the areas where you might be prone to picking up on conditioning or a non-self theme, especially if that person has that center defined. It doesn't mean that you can't ever work with somebody who, you know, for me, it doesn't mean I can't ever work with somebody who has a defined G center or who has a defined throat, but it's important for me to be aware of where I might fall into those non-self themes so that when I see that occurring, I can return back to my truth. Last year, when I really began to reevaluate the vision for my business, I really started to see how what I thought was the vision for my business, what I thought was the mission, was really not in alignment with my core values. I really started to pull apart what was truly me and what was some strategies or practices that I had picked up from coaches that I was doing just because I thought it was what I needed to do to be successful. I really started to realize how the goal and vision for my business was no longer about building a $1 million business by any means possible. One of the core drivers previously in my business had been around scaling my business to a 7-figure business. We hear this all the time in the coaching industry about building a 6-figure, 7-figure, 8-figure business. And this seems to be the primary mission and vision for a lot of the businesses in the online space. And I realized that I had taken that on, even though it wasn't my truth. The deeper that I have done work, especially around my Venus sequence and healing the wounds around my heart, the ways that I close off and shut down and put up walls, especially in relationships, which business is so much about being in relationship with others, with our clients, with people we collaborate with, being in a deeper relationship with ourselves. We really have to look at our own shit when we are in business because it can often be triggered when you are an entrepreneur. I always say that being an entrepreneur can be the deepest, most transformational personal development journey because it brings a lot of those things to the surface. So the deeper that I've gone within my own healing, I really started to see how the mission and vision that I once had for my business was actually rooted in a lot of my shadows and a lot of my non-self themes. I also never had a business coach who asked me what my core values were before working with me or getting that clarity before giving me advice and telling me what to do in my business. So again, when there's not this clarity around our core values, then we can just take on advice and guidance from coaches blindly, and there's no filter to really ask ourselves, is this in alignment with my truth, with what I value? To me, core values are something that you are not willing to compromise. It's something that is essential for your deep sense of fulfillment and satisfaction. Or if you are a projector, you know, it's like that deep feeling of success. If you're a manifester, it's that feeling of peace. If you're a reflector, it's that feeling of surprise. So understanding your core values, I believe it's deeply connected to us experiencing our signature theme, whether that's satisfaction, surprise, peace, success. If we are compromising our core values, we are not going to be able to experience our signature theme. And that's why I was constantly feeling frustrated in my business. I was doing all of the things that these successful coaches were telling me I needed to do in order to scale my business. And even though I had built a very successful business, I had scaled my business to a multiple six-figure business in a very short amount of time, I wasn't feeling satisfied. I was never satisfied. I was constantly just searching for more and more and more and could never really just celebrate where I was and how far I had come and what I had accomplished in such a short amount of time. I was always comparing myself to others and never feeling like enough. When I got clarity around what my core values are and what I'm not willing to compromise in business, it really allowed me to make changes in my business that reflected those core values and to create a mission statement for my business that would help direct me moving forward. I really started to understand what my unique role is, what my unique gifts and talents are, and how I'm here to contribute value through me seeing through my aligned perspective of power and being motivated by my unique motivation of desire. Desire motivation is all about getting locked into things and desiring to create change, desiring to be a leader, to shift things in a new direction. That's really what I see my role in this online space now, is to see what's not working and to, as a six-line profile, to be a role model of a new way, to be a leader in a new way of doing business through me honestly just following my strategy and authority and doing things that are in alignment with my core values and what the mission and vision is for my business. I want to share with you what the mission and core values of my business are, because I really believe that as a six-line profile, I'm here to be a role model. And that really just means being myself and allowing others to witness me in my process. So I am here sharing this with you in hopes that whatever resonates with you, you'll take with you and you will implement changes in your business that allow you to create a life that is truly in alignment with what you value at a deep, deep level. So the mission of Randy Lee Coaching is to be a beneficial presence on the planet through empowering individuals to live authentically without compromise. This is accomplished through guiding others to understand and embody their human design and gene keys through self-paced and group coaching programs. We believe that you are your own guru and have the wisdom and insights within that can support you in living a life that is deeply fulfilling and anchored in self-trust.
So like I mentioned, this is the mission and what I want to stand for in my business is empowering you to live a life that is authentic to you without having to compromise your core values, without having to compromise who you naturally are. It's really seeing that who you authentically are is what is needed in the world. And in order to fulfill your unique purpose, all you have to do is lean more fully into who you are. Release the shame, release the guilt, and just fully embrace who you are here to be. I believe that human design and the gene keys are some of the best tools that we can use to understand who we naturally and authentically are, and to also start to remove the layers of conditioning, the layers of who we think we should be, the layers of our shadows that have been layered on as defense systems, as defense mechanisms to keep ourselves safe. But as we begin to feel more safe in our bodies, we can really start to unpeel these layers and allow our true and authentic self to shine through. It's also my mission to empower you to recognize the wisdom and insights that are already within you instead of placing your power or your authority in some sort of external figure. It's finding that you have the answers within, that your inner authority is your internal GPS system, that when you are living authentically as yourself, you are always provided for on a deep, deep level. The core values of my business are authenticity, integrity, synarchy, accessibility and inclusivity, and putting humans first. I want to just kind of break down these core values and what they mean to me, because I think some of these values might not appear on the surface as like traditional values, but you can look up, you can Google core values and you'll get a list of a bunch of values. And I encourage you to add to that list your own words that resonate with you. You can also look at your gene keys chart, look at the gifts in the cities of what you're here, the essence that you're here to bring into the world. And that might also help to inform your core values. The first core value in my business is authenticity, and this is about the freedom to be yourself rather than trying to fit yourself into a box that was never designed for you. As a human design and gene key centered business, this value is at the forefront of everything that I do because I believe the only way that we can fulfill our unique purpose and the reason for this incarnation is through living as our authentic self without compromise. This looks like prioritizing individuality and authenticity over conforming and following social norms or the status quo. It looks like not pressuring clients to do things the same way I do and trusting that they always know what's best for them and for their life. This is about guiding others to guide themselves and trust in their inner authority. So it's so important in my business that I give my clients the freedom, the autonomy to trust in themselves, to know that they are their own inner authority, and to not push my own agenda onto others, to really give them the space to let their authenticity shine through and to love them for that, to recognize them for the things that make them truly unique. The second core value of my business is integrity. And integrity is the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles. It's about having your words and actions be in alignment with your morals and values. So it's so important to me that everything that I do is in alignment with my values. This is why I was always feeling frustrated and never feeling fulfilled in the past was because what I was doing was not in integrity with my values. And now that I'm no longer willing to compromise this and integrity is in the forefront of my business, I feel so much more fulfilled. This is the ability to stay true to yourself and your values, even in the face of judgment and opinion from others. You learn to judge from your heart rather than from the mind, and you use the power of judgment in an objective and impersonal way. Integrity is the 18th gift. The 18th gift of integrity really talks about this ability to perfect things, but it's coming from judging and assessing things from an impersonal way. doing it from the heart rather than from the mind. So in business, this looks like making decisions that are in alignment with my core values, even when it means going against the status quo or industry standards. It looks like continuously striving to improve my business so it can truly be of service to the whole rather than being self-serving. My mission is to be a beneficial presence on the planet. And I really believe that in order to be a beneficial presence on the planet, I need to authentically be myself. I need to give others the space to do that as well so they can fulfill their unique role and mission in this life. And that also means being in integrity with my core values. My third core value is synarchy, and this is the 44th city. The 44th is in my sphere of attraction, and it's also in my design south node. So in my business, I'm committed to dissolving all hierarchies. Synarchy is about collective rulership and is a self-organizing intelligence that naturally aligns itself in perfect harmony with all that is. No one in the synarchy is above anyone else because there is an awareness of the group's inherent oneness. In business, this looks like prioritizing collaborating with others and never positioning myself as a guru, above others, or as someone who has all the answers. It looks like being transparent and taking responsibility for my actions instead of trying to portray an image of success in order to keep or advance my place in the hierarchy. My core value is being accessible and inclusive. I desire for my work to be accessible to everyone who desires to embody their unique design. I really see human design and the gene keys as something that can empower us to open up our hearts and lead from an open-hearted place, which I truly believe can resolve a lot of the issues that we see in the world today when we are given the freedom to authentically be ourselves, to fulfill our unique role and mission in this life. And human design and the gene keys are the tools for that. So when they can be accessible and they can be inclusive, I feel like we can really start to see meaningful change on this planet. So I want this to be accessible to those with different learning styles and to those who are neurodivergent. So I want to create in my programs this accessibility where I have transcripts and I have closed captions and I have printouts, I have audio materials, I have visual materials, I have text materials, I have materials for all different types of learning styles. This also looks like creating a sliding scale investment option for my offerings so that I can make it more accessible to others, especially others in different countries. I've also lowered the prices for many of my offers and have created extended payment plans that go beyond the length of the program without charging additional interest. This also looks like using language in my marketing and content that is inclusive. It's also about doing my own anti-racism work, doing work to acknowledge my own biases, my own prejudices, to do that work to actively be anti-racist, to create a safe space for LGBTQIA+ individuals and for all minorities. And finally, the last core value of my business is humans first. So one of the ways that I really found myself out of alignment in my business was through prioritizing income and profit over actual humans. I was looking at people as number signs and as potential clients instead of seeing their humanity, instead of seeing the individual. This is why one of my core values is to always put humans first over profit or income. This doesn't mean that I need to be a martyr or sacrifice my own needs. It means that when making decisions that have an impact on another, I'm taking into consideration the other person and what's best for them, not just myself. This looks like making decisions on a case-by-case basis instead of having big overarching policies, such as no refunds, that don't take into consideration the individual. This is something that I'm continuing to work on in my business, is to improve the policies and procedures that I had in place, such as no refunds, that really just took my needs first and didn't allow for the nuances of human experience to come into my process of making decisions. So of course, I'll still have policies and procedures in my business, but I want to allow it to include flexibility where I can hear a person's experience. I can listen to them and I can center them in the conversation instead of putting in the center the profit and what's best for me without considering the individual and where they're at and what might be most supportive for them as well. I hope that this episode has resonated with you and that it has been a spark of inspiration for you to get greater clarity on your mission and vision and your core values. The vision for your business can change. The mission of your business can change. We are constantly growing and evolving as human beings. So it's okay to revisit these things on a quarter by quarter basis or every 6 months or at least every year. I think it would be important to return to these, to reevaluate them, and to really make sure that they're still in alignment with who you are in that present moment. Because like I said, we're always changing, we're always growing, we're always evolving, we're always, I believe, becoming truer versions of ourselves as we remove these layers of what we're not and allow our true self to shine through. I can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. Aloha. Thank you so much for sharing a piece of your day with me. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. My favorite thing is connecting with you on Instagram or in my free community, Embodiment by Design. Follow me on Instagram at I am Randy Lee and take a screenshot of this episode to let me know what resonated with you the most or your biggest takeaways. You can also rate and review the podcast on iTunes, which helps get the message out to more people. I believe that human design and gene keys should be knowledge we all have access to. So if this message resonates with you, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with someone you love. Thank you for being a part of this community and for your devotion to embodying your authentic self. I see you. I recognize the inner work that you're doing. It never goes unnoticed. Until next time, soul family, stay uplifted.